Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
How do you feel about the palace hearing you speak your truth today?
I don't know how they could expect that after all of this time, we would still just be silent if there is an active role that the firm is playing in perpetuating falsehoods about us. And if that comes with risk of losing things, I mean, there's a lot that's been lost already.
Okay, that's Meghan Markle talking to Oprah Winfrey, and she calls the royal family the firm, so you already know a lot about how this thing is going to go down. Hannah Stanley joins us on WGN. She is quite the royal watcher and aficionado and the co-host of the Hannah and Fred Show, streaming live on Facebook on Sundays. Hi, Hannah. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Does the word the firm, do those words pop at you when she says that?
Oh, it makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. It is incredibly intentional, and it is not kind that that is what she chose to refer to her husband's family as.
I think that's an interesting way to look at it. I mean, I get the point. So that's the way a critic, an outsider, might snipe at the royal family. But that is her husband's immediate mm-hmm. family. Those are her children's cousins and aunts and uncles and grandparents. So to lay that on, especially to Oprah, is probably not even in the best interest of your children, says me.
I couldn't agree more. It's a little bit like a breakup where you don't want, you know, the mom to talk poorly about the dad in front of the kids and vice versa.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to play nice for the good of the children. And while I understand that they are posturing and trying to create a situation where they are their own people and their own brand, and I say that with an exclamation point, it is very, very obvious to me that it is not a good situation.
Now, the last time you and I spoke about this, though, I think we had a kind of disagreement in principle about the right to mm-hmm. live your own life versus mm-hmm. the obligation you have to the royal family. What's your take on that? I mean, give me your thought.
So I am incredibly frustrated that they seem to be spreading different information based on what is convenient. So one day it is, we want a private life and we don't want to be in the public and we want the media to leave us alone. And now we're going to sue for that. That right. And then we're leaving, you know, the country that we are part rulers of and represent. And then also, oh, by the way, Oprah, could you come over and can we do a nationally, globally broadcast interview? It's very frustrating to me that they would be picking and choosing what is convenient for them.
Do you think Americans appreciate, literally understand, how the Brits feel about the royal family, the sort of relationship they have with them, the appreciation they have for them?
It's reverent, isn't it? Or it has been, and it is for some. And then there's also some who think their time is far past. I think Americans have become a little bit more aware because of the crown, of course, but also because many, many people fell in love with Princess Diana and followed that saga. And it's still not at its completion because these boys are hers, and now these are her grandchildren. So I don't necessarily think that Americans get it fully, but there's some who do.
What is the nature of the rift here? What's happened?
Well, it's interesting because clearly we all don't know, but so many things probably happened behind the scenes that were either misconstrued or misrepresented. And then they finally just got to the point where enough was enough. Now, being a fan or a follower or even a student of Princess Diana, as Meghan Markle has purported to be, it's interesting to me that she kind of came into this thinking that she could manage the situation to her benefit. I think it would have been lovely. I think that she and Harry, together with William and Catherine, could have made really, really important changes to our world and to important philanthropies. And, you know, being a feminist and doing really good work in that space, I feel like they could have utilized their time to make big inroads. And now that they've kind of established a rift and not let it heal, or not let it heal, that I don't know that they're going to be able to make as big of an impact as I was hoping that they would be able to.
She felt that she was treated not fairly, not equitably. Maybe race was an issue at times, and that the Queen Mother was beyond cold, that they weren't included the way they should have been in things.
Well, the Queen is very elderly, as is her husband. And her focus, I would think, has shifted into how do we prepare for the transition, both to Charles and then later to William, who she helped raise, William and Harry. So I understand if she thinks that maybe she was treated unfairly. Perhaps she was. But at the same time, they're not going to be the ruling party. They are, you know, how many, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, they're multiple, Harry is multiple stages away from the crown, and their importance is less than it would have been even a few short years ago.
773 says, I'm appalled over Meghan and Harry going public with their family issues. I believe she is a toxic, spoiled brat. I am disappointed with Oprah for encouraging this. It's positively disgusting. I don't think we have any clue what she is like or what she is like with the family. And I think it is. And I think it's hard to sort of appreciate the hurt she feels. And maybe it's justified, or maybe she's a bit of a diva and it's gone to her head. But I don't think any of us can really know what it is like. So that's why I've deferred to the couple. I've said it's their life, it's their children. To hell with this obligation that you're born into and had no say over. Maybe Meghan should have seen, like, tell me if this, so that's my take. But I wonder what you make of the notion that at least Meghan should have known better. Like, you might not like it, but what did you think you were getting into, lady? If you marry a royal, this is the royal treatment.
Right, and if she has read the books that I have read, and I believe she has, given her fandom of her mother-in-law, who's gone, all of this has been written about for years and years. And so knowing what might have been coming, did she think that she could change some things? Possibly, and good for her for having a positive attitude. My biggest issue is not that they left. It's not that they're choosing to step away. It's that they're choosing to then go public with different things. Like, why are we fighting a fight that doesn't need to be fought? If you want a private life, have a private life. That's absolutely your right.
312 says, I've heard before that the firm is a term used within the royal family themselves. A couple of you are pointing that out. Is that true?
It is. It is. They refer to, instead of saying, well, we the royals, or we the ruling party, they refer to themselves and the staff as the firm.
Really?
But it can be, yeah. But it is also used, I interpreted it as derogatory, the way it came. It felt a little venomous, didn't it?
It did to me, but I'm not a royal watcher. You are. So I guess you're going to be watching this then, right?
Oh, yes, multiple DVRs.
All right. Well, maybe we'll check again on Monday and sort of break it down, as they say in the sports world. We'll maybe see what we saw, and you can give us your spin on that, okay?
I'd be happy to join you at any point.
Well done, Hannah. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, John. Talk to you soon.
Royal Watcher Hannah Stanley, co-host of the Hannah and Fred Show, streaming live on Facebook on Sunday. Yeah, we'll call her up next week and see what she saw. It's not my cup of tea, but now I'm kind of curious.